Through the same is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, dear Shia Muslims all over the world, Salamun Alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special on Taswa. Today is Thursday, 9th of Muharram, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 5th of Mordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 27th of July, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Accept our condolences on this sad occasion, Taswa, commemoration day of a tragic incident.
أعظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بأبي الأحرار سيد الشهداء أبي عبد الله الحسين وجعلنا من المنتظمين بمصابهم مع إمامهن منصورهن من آل محمد.
Taswa is the ninth day of Muharram. On the ninth day of Muharram, Shamr entered Karbala by a letter written by Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, in which Umar ibn Sa'd was requested either to show seriousness in contact with Imam al-Husayn or delegate the commandership of the army to Shimr. Umar Sa'd prevented delegating commandership of the army to Shimr and prepared to wage war against Imam al-Husayn. With the rush of army on the day of Taswa, Imam al-Husayn sent his brother Abbas ibn Ali alayhi salam and urged them to give a moratorium in order to pray and recite the Holy Quran. Also on this day, Shamr sent a guarantee of safe conduct to Hazrat Abbas and other offspring of Ummul Banin, but Hazrat Abbas did not accept. Shia Muslim considered the attribute Taswa to Hazrat Abbas and enders it like the day of Ashura and mourn for the perfections of the Imam. Condolences on this day. سید عباس رضویان.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیک یا ابا عبدالله الحسین. Brothers and sisters, my condolences for the time period of Muharram and Ashura and for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Ziyarat Ashura is a great gift to us from Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam. In this ziyarat, we learn many things. The first thing that we mentioned was that we learn about bala and calamity, that life has difficulties and challenges for us, and that we learn from Imam Hussein alayhi salam how to deal with our bala. And we understand that the movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam was to endeavor the bala that God had brought for him, the trial that Allah had brought for him, and that he persevered, and that he amazed the angels with his patience. Today we're going to talk about another aspect of Ziyarat Ashura, and we read from the Ziyarat that we beseech God and we ask him, أَنْ يُعْطِيَنِي بِمُصَابِي بِكُمْ, to recompense me with my misfortunes for you. We ask Allah to give us recompense because we have made the bala of Imam Hussein our bala. أَفْضَلَ مَا يُعْطِي مُصَابًا بِمُصِيبَتِهِ, the highest that he, God, gives as compensation for misfortunes that has afflicted anyone. Brothers and sisters, when misfortunes happen on somebody, God gives them the reward. But here in Ziyarat Ashura, we're asking Allah to give us the best reward that you give a musab, a person that affliction has happened to him. As if we take the bala of Imam Hussein and we are making it our own bala, we're making it our own calamity. Therefore, we are learning from Ziyarat Ashura to have huzn, to have grief, to have sorrow in this Muharram. And this is an attribute of the faithful. This is the attribute of the sincere. Then this Muharram, they are truly grieving for Imam Hussein. They're truly sad for Imam Hussein. This is the second step.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein. Yazid's army had occupied the river by 4,000 soldiers since 3 days ago, and there were no water to drink for the camp of Imam al-Hussein. Imam Khomeini, the leader of Islamic community, stated that both Imam al-Hussein and Hazrat Abbas fight along with each other to reach to the river to bring water for women and children, but the army made a distance between them, and Hazrat Abbas could reach the river and fill his water bag with water, but he did not allow himself to drink any water first because he remembered that Imam al-Hussein was also in thirst, and probably he remembered the thirstiness of the girls and children or crying of Hazrat Ali Asghar. It was on the way back to the tents that suddenly Imam al-Hussein heard his brother saying, "Oh brother, help me, brother." Imam Zainul Abidin says about his uncle Hazrat Abbas, "My uncle Abbas will have such a high status before Allah on the Day of Resurrection that all martyrs will envy him."
Assalamu alaykum ya Abu Abdullah. وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد من زيارتك السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام
Pilgrimage to his mausoleum. It is almost 1,400 years since this tragedy occurred at Karbala, and still tens of thousands of pilgrims keep going there year after year from all parts of the Muslim world to pay their respects to the gallant Abul Fazr Abbas, Moon of the Hashemites, and his magnificent mausoleum.
They offer salutations and pray to Allah for their needs, seeking His intercession, for this is a place where so many vows have been fulfilled and where so many miracles have taken place. Many a devotee has willed that he be buried in this holy place, and so often notices the sight of a coffin being carried a few times round the tomb of Hazrat Abbas and taken to the allotted place of burial in Karbala at this wonderful shrine. Holy Quran says in chapter 3, verse 157, "And if you are slain in the way of Allah or you die, certainly forgiveness from Allah and mercy is better than what they amass." During the time of Muharram Majalis and gatherings, it has become a sort of custom to recite the events leading to the martyrdom of Hazrat Abbas. And when the LMs, replica of the banner or a standard of the Holy Prophet and Holy Imams, are taken out, accompanied to the beating of the chest and heads by the mourners, one will notice a meshk, a leather water bag using made of metal in remembrance of Hazrat Abbas, who sacrificed his life trying to get water for the children of Imam al-Hussein, who were dying of thirst.
When Abbas alayhi salam, the flag bearer of Imam Hussein, sees how many of his family were being killed, he tells his brothers, his three brothers, Abdullah, Uthman, and Ja'far, "Go forward so that I can see you supporting the cause of Allah and His Messenger." One by one they go forward and they are martyred, alayhim salam. And now it is time for Abbas. He can no longer bear life after seeing how many of the companions and the member of the household of the family of the Prophet have given up their lives. He can no longer bear to live. He goes to his brother and he asks him. Abbas is asking him, "Can I go to the battlefield?" Imam tells him, "Ya akhi anta sahibu liwa'i wa idha madaita tafarraqa askari." Oh my brother, you are my standard bearer. If you are to go, then I will have no army left with me. But Abbas tells him, "I am fed up with these hypocrites. I want to seek revenge against them." Imam says that if that is the case, then first go and bring some water for these children. Abbas alayhi salam tries to get some water for them, but they do not listen to him. So he decides to go and get it himself. He can no longer tolerate the situation. He mounts his horse, he takes the water bag. Somehow, despite 4,000 archers firing their arrows at him, they cannot stop him from going and completing his mission. He gets to the banks of the river. He takes a handful of water, about to drink this water, but then he remembers the thirst of Imam Hussein. So he spills the water back into the river. He says, ya nafsi min ba'd al-Husayni huni. وبعده لا كنت أن تكوني هذا الحسين وارد المنون وتشربين بارد المعين. Oh my soul, after Hussein nobody counts. After him you will amount to nothing. Here is Hussein, it is near the end of his life and you want to drink some cold water? By Allah, such is not a deed that I can perform. So instead, he fills his water bag with water, he rides his horse, he comes back towards the camp. He recites poetry, encouraging himself, telling them that I'm Abbas and that my mission is to get some water. I'm not going to fear the evil. They cannot stop him except for by ambushing him. One of them hides behind a tree and then he strikes a blow to the right arm of Abbas, completely cutting it off. Abbas alayhi salam cries out, "By Allah, if you cut off my right hand, I shall not cease to defend my creed. And an imam who is true to his conviction, I will defend, a son of the trustworthy Prophet whom Allah did send." He goes on, somehow, despite his right hand being cut off, he continues his mission. They now are not content with just doing that. They ambush him again. They now strike off his left hand. He cries out, "Ya nafsu la takhsha min al-kuffari." Oh my soul, do not fear the kuffar. Wa abshiri bi rahmat al-jabbari ma'an nabiyyil sayyid al-mukhtari. قد قطعوا ببغيهم يساري فاصلهم يا ربي حر النار. O my soul, do not fear the disbelievers. Rejoice in the mercy of the Almighty, along with the Messenger, the Chosen One. And now there are a large number of men surrounding him. Arrows are falling on him like rain, piercing the water bag, putting a hole in the water bag. The water which he had strived so valiantly and courageously to get has now been spilled on the ground. An arrow pierces his chest. A man hits him with a pole on his head. He falls to the ground, knowing that the time has come. He shouts out, Alaykum minna salam, Ya Abu Abdullah. Peace be upon you, O Abu Abdullah. Imam Hussein alayhi salam rushes towards him. And he says, when he comes to him and sees what has happened to him, Alan al-ana inkasara dhahri wa qallat hilati. Now my backbone has been broken. I do not have any strategy left. Now who is left for Hussein alayhi salam? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.
السلام على المرمى بالدماء السلام على غريب الغرباء السلام على الحسين وعلى أنصار الحسين السلام
Dear brothers and sisters, today is the martyrdom anniversary of Hazrat Abbas, peace be upon him. Accept our condolences and fi aman Allah.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.